Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 235.
Hello, Leah. I'm coming in hot with some exciting beverage news.
What's your news?
Hot off the hotline update. Gossip rags.
Oh my gosh!
An insider has said we've already recorded a webinar this morning that required an awful lot of concentration from me.
Yeah,
and that is not my strong suit. As long-time listeners of the show will know, that I get distracted mid sentence. So I had a large energy drink and a large chocolate bar beforehand, and came in hot on that.
You really did,
and it went really well. But then I forgot that we would be recording this afterwards, and I need to maintain some pace. So I did have some Coke, but today I have a new beverage I've never tried before.
Yes,
and we'll call this the Bev update. So this is a Bev update. Today I found something in the fridge called Sunny D Blue Raspberry. Now Sunny D, I believe, is some. It might be. It's. I don't think it's carbonated.
America, right?
It's American, and. I always.
I thought it was orange juice.
Well, I so did I. I think this might be some sort of blue raspberry juice. I don't know. But for all I know, it's the thing they make Sunny Boys out of. Maybe they're the inside of an ice ball. Anyway, I'm going to.
Okay.
There you go. A bit of ASMR. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yes. That's ASMR.
Okay. It's like lemon juice.
It looks sugary. Oh, it's lemony, is it?
Well, I say lemony because I don't drink tart.
It's tart.
It's tart.
Huh. I wouldn't have guessed a blue drink would be tart. You that's interesting.
Really? Oh, I look at that and I'm like, oh, that's going to have a lot of lemon in it.
Oh, really?
My favourite cocktail always involves blue in some way.
Yes.
Nothing says I'm on a holiday like drinking a blue drink.
I feel like you, when we had the Watchers quiz, are you having... It's hit the back of your throat,
yeah,
hasn't it?
That's a pleasure sensation.
Oh, okay.
It's a slow burn. At the top, I was like, that's very tart. But then I think at the front, the blue is dominating. But by the time it gets to the back, it's that raspberry. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was just going to say, I think when we had that Watchers Facebook quiz after dark.
Yes.
So the one for dinner.
Yep.
I think you had a blue drink.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It's what if I'm having a cocktail, get a bit of blue crackle, however you pronounce that. That's how I always say it. And everyone always laughs at me.
Yeah.
So get a bit of that in the drink.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of rum, maybe a bit of cream on top. Keep your cherry, pineapple. Yes, please.
And how, like, so, all right, so you're with that.
Yep.
How is that in relation? How is the drink that you're having now in relation? Obviously non-alcoholic, but if you like that kind of cocktail mix, this is the drink for you?
I've had one sip and I enjoyed it so far, but I've had so much sugar and caffeine already this morning that I currently feel like I'm in a POV version of the Rainbow Road from Mario Kart. Like, things are progressing.
Okay.
I'm glad we're sitting in a rather darkened room.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing my best to not let my stutter come back.
I turned all the lights out because when you arrived originally before the webinar, I was in high panic mode, so I didn't even acknowledge the fact that you had walked in. And I apologize for that, but it was just because I needed to make sure the webinar went live, right?
That's it. That's it. We had tasks. We had jobs.
So much go on. I'm kind of where I was like high on stress levels, and now I'm kind of back down to, that's done. Now I can focus on this.
Well, you keep it mellow and I'll be a lively fellow.
Here we go. Let's see what we can do. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by the wonderful feeling when you wake up thinking it's a weekday, but then realise it's the weekend. Tonight's light show has been scaled back due to the ongoing blackout that is affecting the whole town. Barry down watching Lane and Tyra, who lives upstairs from the newsagents, have donated their solar-powered fairy lights, and a dozen other locals have found their flashlights and they'll be waving them around. It's not going to be vivid quality, but it's the best we can do under the circumstances. The light show, in inverted commas, will kick off when the sun goes down at the gazebo. Lacey Dyson has won her age division in the annual Silly Walk catwalking competition. The judges declared her victorious after every other competitor did their impersonation of the decades-old iconic John Cleese walk. Lacey, however, created her own original stride, which she impressively did backwards and sideways at the same time. Everyone who witnessed it were in awe and also confused as to how she managed to accomplish the strange gait. There was a swell of excitement from the witch hunter community. They started to shout, "She's a witch!" and wanted to put her on trial. But the Silly Walk Catwalking Competition Committee stepped in and told them to rack off, which they did. Miles of kilometres have been mapped out in the new GPS app coming to everyone's phone at the end of the month. Yards and feet have been put into metres so all normal people can understand how far things actually are. This time, they've promised that their roads are accurate and don't lead drivers off cliffs or into swamps and sarlacc pits. Thank goodness, because it's really gross down there. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Now, I know you're super ready for all of the things, but don't be ready for a quiz. We've just got some listener questions.
Are they? That's cool. That's cool.
Listener questions. They're coming up later. If you do want to include yourself in a listener question, not this week because we pre-recorded it. By the time this comes out, this is 2 days ago.
I didn't get to tell you.
Yeah.
So last Friday night, I went to a trivia night with Linz. There was a school trivia thing. I don't go to trivia nights too often because it's an unfair advantage. I don't know, that sounds up myself. But anyone listening knows that every week you've been training me for for quizzes.
You've been running up those stairs that Sylvester Stallone did.
I'm a metaphorical Rocky.
Yes.
Quizzical Rocky.
Quizzical Rocky.
You've been training me, and I my general rule with trivia stuff is if I go in humble and I don't back myself too much, just say, yeah, we'll have a bit of fun. That's whatever. Things generally work out pretty well. Because every quiz master can't resist a what's the Lannisters house motto, and everyone will go,
make sure you sleep with your sister.
Or they'll say the
staff on Winter is Coming. Oh, the Lannister
always repays his debts. Yeah, but it's not that. That's their unofficial motto. Huh? Their official motto is hear me roar. And it's the fact that I know the things like that.
And Katy Perry song gets stuck in people's head. You know the problem with trivia, right? Trivia nights. Mm. And I've got one coming up soon. Mm. And I'm trying to like organize my table.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because I need people who know sports questions.
Well, I didn't know anyone on our table beforehand. Linz knew a few people. There were other parents. We were lucky. There was a scientist. There was a guy that I don't know what his job was, but he knew a lot about maths. Nice. He was writing things on a napkin an awful lot. He still got it wrong, but he looked like he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was trying to solve something pretty difficult. So I'll give him that one.
Good Will Hunting style.
He was trying to solve hard maths. I was like, oh, that's a picture from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. So we each have our strengths.
And some of
them are more impressive than others. Anyway. We won.
Yes.
It was great.
By a lot? Do you remember?
We won by enough.
Yeah, that's all right.
We could have won by more if I'd cheated.
And how would you have cheated?
I had a look at the phone or something like that, but I stayed principled and I didn't.
Yeah, that's good.
I just drank bourbon and answered things right.
And good night, good fun had by all.
Good fun was had by all.
Except for the losers.
Nah, I didn't rub it in too much. I did, when they said we won, I did jump out of the chair.
Good.
I'd had a few bourbons. I was nervous about going. I hadn't been to a social event like that in a long time. And there were a bit of other parents there I didn't know. So, yeah, all right, let's do a bit of, have a bit of bourbon before we go. My dad came and babysat, looked after the kids.
Aww.
So I was in the right mood when I showed up.
Yeah, good.
And, yeah, there wasn't, I mean, there were like sports questions. Or who are these politicians?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I might need to organise a political person, but sit them on the other side of the table.
You don't want to get in a conversation.
Don't talk about it. Just answer those questions. Yeah, it's all about tactics. I've got a few more weeks before this trivia night comes up, so I've got time to organise it.
Good. You can plan it. You know what else we can plan?
What?
More and more updates from our favourite band.
More. It's time for Dandy Warhol update. This one, I'm going to specifically look at one of the band members. I'm talking about Zia McCabe. She is the lady.
Yes.
In Dandy Warhols.
And what does she play?
Keyboards.
Of course.
keyboards.
Just for anyone who's not looking at a picture on the wall of Dandy Warhols like we are right now.
One of the pictures.
Wow, so many.
On our wall. So she also does a fair bit of DJing. Ooh. When she's out and about. But the best thing I found was she's also part of a six-piece country music band called Brush Prairie. Now, I find that very difficult to say because I want to say Brush Prairie.
Brush Prairie. Sure. See? Wow. It's not too actually try. Let's take a moment. Okay. Everyone at home, have Ready? A go. Ready? One, two, three.
Brush
Prairie.
There you go.
If we take a word each, it's easy to say, but once you put them together.
There's too many R's. Brush Prairie. Yeah, Brush Prairie. Oof. Wonder if, if you're American, was that easy?
Brush Prairie.
Because as an Australian, those R's.
We say them all the same. Every R.
Yeah, it's just R. In fact, I think we've taken the R out of the R, right?
Yeah.
Brush Prairie. But we can say rural juror, where if you're an American, you would say rural juror. Which was a problem in the first season of 30 Rock.
Oh, hey, nice segue.
Thank you so much. Now, you have been super kind and brought me this book in called the 30 Rock book.
Yep, I saw that when I was getting books for a trip the other day and I thought that looks like Leah all over and that could be some homework holiday reading. Not holiday, but, you know, what? Yeah. Something for you to dive into. It's,
this is great.
It's a real deep dive on the making of, and I just had a flick through of a bit, and I was happy to see that Scott Adkins, who plays Pete, he pops up a fair bit, gets interviewed a bit.
So I'd actually watched.
Adsit, sorry, no, not Adkins. He's the fighting guy, Scott Adsit.
Adsit. So what I had done, I think I said actually a couple of weeks ago, I decided to watch some of the first season of 30 Rock again. And I'd completely forgotten that he's fired in the very first episode for all of like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's back, of course, obviously, because then we wouldn't know who he is. So this is going to be so much fun to read. A bit of nighttime reading.
I'm sure you'll get some good quotes.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many quotes. It's all interview answers. It's brilliant. Dean Winters said, while I was having my 10th surgery, Tina Fey called and said, I'll put you back on 30 Rock. And after I got out, I was on the set the next day. They put me in a cast because they cut off my baby toe and work gloves because my hands were still healing. I'm indebted to Tina for life. I have no idea what that context is. So that was what Dean Winters said.
Thanks. Is he the vulture? He's the vulture on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's why I can't remember.
We're talking about the same person. We'll also have some watching suggestions coming up for us very soon, but we need to get into the news. I quite enjoyed the fact that we segued from our dandies to our 30 Rocks.
It was very smooth. And we before that, from Bev into dandies.
Bev was very good. Very good.
Oh, we could have a Bev update from time to time.
I think we should.
But for now, let's look at some news. Now, I've got less bullet points than usual, but I've got a little bit of news, a few trailers.
But the trailers are always good.
Aren't they? Let's start off with a horrific crash.
Oh, no. I saw this.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Did you see what happened to the Spider-Man animatronic at Disneyland? See, it wasn't where
that
you...
That wasn't the story. I know the one you were thinking about. I saw that story and I was like, I'm not going to talk about that.
I wasn't
going to
talk about it either. No, something went wrong with the programming on the road. This is the animatronic that shoots into the air and looks like it does a cartwheel or a somersault in the air and then looks like it shoots another web and swings away.
Is this the same sort of animatronics that was in the Spider-Man musical where that would always go, it would always break down?
It's similar to that. But different. The Disney robot version of, you know, it's part of the stage show or whatever of Spider-Man, you know, he runs behind an alley and then jumps and then it's a robot instead of the actor, fires up into the air, does a somersault in the air and then lands on the roof. Actor takes over.
Okay. At what point did it break down?
I'll say on the upwards trajectory.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Like, they haven't – we may never know exactly what happened, but something happened where it just didn't do the cartwheel properly in the air. And so it just smashes.
Oh.
Like it's just bullets. It goes
kids
like a bullet.
Cry.
No, it like Sardi just sort of smacks the wall and then and falls out of view, but it's pretty funny.
So there's footage?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to look at this.
It's worth a look.
Yeah.
Just to see what would happen more often than not to Spider-Man.
Oh, my gosh. Which Disney, where was it?
I think it was at California Adventure.
Yeah, right, is, yeah. Okay. Oops. Oh, sucks to be you. Sit down, everyone. Top Gun Maverick was very popular and everybody thoroughly enjoyed that amazing scene where, you know, that we were talking about it a few weeks ago where the plane comes down and it actually broke some of the set and they couldn't redo it because it was a one-shot wonder. Well, the director, Joseph Kosinski, right, he is also going to be doing the Formula One film with Brad Pitt and he said he's going to use a lot of these real-life stunts.
Sure.
Cut back on that CGI. We want the real stuff to happen. And he's going to take what was really successful and popular and looked amazing in Top Gun Maverick and move it on into Formula One as well. So if you're a big car racing fan, I reckon that is a film to keep your eye on.
Is Brad Pitt a driver in that movie? He's too old.
He's a driver.
Formula One drivers are all young. They're all young. He's too old.
Don't tell him that.
They'd make him do sobriety tests.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's just a coach.
Yeah. This is what I was trying to get to that in a roundabout way of like.
Yeah, he's not.
Tom Cruise clearly lives the life
yep.
that getting up at 4 a.m. to go and train to fly fighter jets appeals. Thing.
He loves it. He loves it.
Whereas Brad Pitt.
Likes other things.
He likes to go to the gym.
Yes.
And stay really ripped and do. Real estate and other mellow things.
It's so nice just to be able to sit down, relax and do real estate.
Well, that director, I think he also directed Spiderhead, which is that new Chris Hemsworth one on Netflix. I've not checked it out yet.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
What's him experimenting with mental drugs on people on an island?
Oh, I was going to – kind of like Shutter Island? Sort of.
I haven't watched it. So I think I imagine it's halfway between that and what was the one with Oscar Isaac where he's the tech genius?
Oh, yeah. Machina?
Yes, Ex Machina.
Ex Machina.
It's got that sort of vibe.
Yeah,
too.
Okay.
Hemsworth is that
machinery.
Sort of guy.
Yeah, okay. Oh, interesting. You mentioned Netflix, right?
Yes, it came out just a few days ago.
Well, speaking of things that could come out of Netflix.
Please.
Some stuff could be coming out of Netflix again. They had one, when was it? I feel like it wasn't that long ago, but maybe it was. But they had a big sort of culling of not just full-timers but part-timers and contractors and that kind of thing. And in May, I think it was. It was only May, yeah. Well, now they're sort of talking about doing something very similar potentially by the end of this week. So it could have happened by the time this podcast comes out, or it could be the next couple of days because this was a statistic that I saw and I went, oh, okay. So Netflix stock lost nearly 70% of its value since it was revealed – like only a few months ago, that it shed 200,000 subscribers. Now, that's a lot of people, right?
Mm.
But also they've got a lot of subscribers.
Well, they have to hit a threshold eventually. There's only so many markets out there and it was much easier to grow when there was less competition.
But now there's a competition everywhere. You've got that one, that one, that one, that one.
And the beauty of not going first is that it's easier to find your own niche and really appeal to a specific audience. Whereas Netflix, being the first, have traditionally appealed to everybody.
Yep.
And that's left them now at the spot where, well, I like that and they're doing that better. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a difficult one. And I hope it's not another 150 employees. They do have around 11,000 staff across the world, so that's a lot of people.
Do you think they keep firing the people in charge of making a good algorithm?
Maybe.
That seems to be a problem.
It does seem to be a problem. But sometimes I get, on all streaming platforms, sometimes I get stuff that I've already watched. You should watch this. I've already seen it.
I know. Hey, I've already watched Magic for Humans a bunch of times. Stop pushing it at me.
Yeah, I already know where it is, and I will come back to it if I want to. Is there
new Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun? No? Then get out.
Then stop telling me about it.
Yeah. Hey, something that didn't work pan out so well this weekend. Mm. It was a shame to see, but I didn't go and see it yet. Lightyear, the new Pixar film, didn't appear to do so crash hot. Now, Top Gun, Maverick, and Jurassic World Dominion clearly sucking the air out of the market for everybody.
Yeah.
And while that's terrible for Lightyear, it's fucking awesome for cinema because we haven't had this since pre-pandemic where one film that was expected to do well didn't do well because of competition.
Yeah,
has not happened up till now.
It's usually just been this is the film for the next month or so.
Yeah.
It's in a cinema.
Now, there's all sorts of things. I like a good meta movie. You know that. But this thing seems super duper meta. It's this is the movie that Andy watched that made him fall in love with Buzz Lightyear and want to buy the toy.
But yes, very meta. But at the same time, it's part of Toy Story. People have grown up with this. This is explaining something that they've never been able to watch or, you know, experience before. And obviously Disney, I would have thought this should be a surefire hit.
It's a real odd one.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know. Some reviews were glowing. Some reviews, none of them were bad.
Yeah.
But some of them just were like, yeah, it's fine.
Mm.
Some people think it's a shame because the last three Pixar movies all went straight to Disney Plus because of the pandemic. And they did really well there in terms of streaming numbers because they were easy and viewers. And a lot of them were very original ideas or, you know, pushing the boundary a little bit of what's left and right in the States and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas Lightyear appears to play it a lot safer on the whole. There are a few moments of contention from what I understand.
Yeah, with some
groups, all this sort of stuff. So there's all sorts of reasons why this might be. It could just be that people want to keep reliving the nostalgia of 80s fighter pilots and see dinosaurs.
It's a big thing. And it's also touching on what you just said. It's also people waiting for it to come onto Disney.
I'll just wait. Like 4 or 6weeks.
Yeah, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
So.
And is it for me or is it aimed at my kids? It's Pixar.
Yeah, which one?
Normally that's a bit easier. Anyway.
Interesting. Speaking of interesting, Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chabert.
She was a big crush of mine. Yeah, of yours.
Yeah, I'm glad do I tell this every time we bring her up?
Oh, I don't think so. I just saw the story and went, I'm going to tell Tom about this.
I'm keen for an update.
So she has already signed a multi-picture deal with Crown Media Family Networks, right? So it's basically like Hallmark Channel stuff.
Okay. All right.
So they've announced a new film that she's doing and it's going to come out on the 21st of August called Groundswell.
Ooh.
And I just wanted to read you, because we love these synopses these films. Okay. On the heels of a personal and professional setback, Atlanta chef Lacey travels, to Hawaii, where she meets Ben, a handsome, reclusive surf instructor whose lessons help her to regain her footing. It's brilliant, right? Brilliant. So now I'm thinking she's going to be the new Candace.
Bergman.
No.
Candace Cameron.
Thank you. Yeah. She's going to be the new Candace Cameron. She's going to be in every Hallmark.
Waves of innocence crashing against the shoreline of lust.
I mean, she's definitely done Hallmark Christmas movies before.
Oh, for sure.
She's going to be the headline film.
She's taking up the baton.
Yeah, I think so. So. Make sure you get your Hallmark subscription.
Do you reckon she'll rope a Scott Foley in from
Scott
Party
Foley,
Five?
What about
Matthew
a bit
Fox,
of Neve Campbell? Neve Campbell, put her in there.
Mm.
Who else was in Party Five?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. I was thinking there was someone else. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
She's not being a ghost whisperer anymore. You can pop her in. Let's pop her in.
How has she not played Alanis Morissette in a biopic?
Or Sol Moonfry. How is she not?
Sure. Hey, have you popped that new Alanis album on yet? Did you see the new album
I
dropped?
Did see there was a new album. I haven't listened to it yet. I probably should.
Well, I want to give you a quick album recommendation.
Yes.
Yep, just in the news here. TMNT, yes. Shredder's Revenge, which is the sequel video game that's just come out on digital, coming out physical later in the year. It is a sequel to the early 90s arcade games. The ones I have in the machine at home.
Nice.
Game is great. What I want to tell you about is the soundtrack is phenomenal and well worth your time. If you like arcadey music, it's that but kind of remixed and brought up to the modern standards with beats and stuff. You got Mike Patton from Faith No More.
Wow,
he does
really?
The theme song. Some of the guys from Wu-Tang Clan do a song. And so it's got that Vanilla Ice vibe but with actual cool people.
What do you mean?
It's great.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
I had a huge grin on my face from the whole time. It's like 28 tracks.
When should someone be listening to it? Like what part of the day, what time of the week?
It's when you're by yourself and you want something to pump up a little bit. It's great kitchen gear.
Driving
is good.
Yep.
But some of it might get a little bit wild. Okay. And stuff like that. Depends if you like to sing in the car or not.
Yes, yep.
But it's real good. I'm doing stuff at home.
Yeah, okay. Get the chores done.
Yep. Making a bed. Oh, jumping over a pipe.
That sounds really fun. Speaking of good fun, my last news story is, you know, I'm very new to the term Yellowstone, as in the show that everybody in the whole entire world loves. And somehow, you know, the shows
it's not even on our radar. And we're people who do this.
Yeah. So weird. Anyway, we were talking about the prequel with Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford. Mm. That has got a new name now. It's just called 1923, and apparently it's to encompass the end of World War One. But didn't World War One finish in 1918?
News travels slow in the Wild West.
Technicalities, I guess, but it's still coming. It's just basically them saying, we've got a new title for it. They're still the stars. Get excited. So people who watch Yellowstone, get excited. Pachow, pachow, pachow. Pachow. It's cowboy stuff, right? So I can do...
I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Or is it just about national parks?
No. It's Kevin Costner in a hat.
Oh, it's dancing with...
Yeah.
It's dancing with the Field of Dreams.
It's a thing.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of another thing.
Yes.
That's a poor segue, but I'll go with it. Disney Plus, they've kind of confirmed that we're going to be getting a Wonder Man series. Now, this is a Marvel.
Hashtag equality.
There you go. Wonder Man, he was kind of big in the 80s for a minute, but never a big name. I'm trying to think of the best way to. So he was a guy that was like a stuntman in Hollywood. Before he got powers.
So, wait a second. This is Marvel, yes. Wonder Man, but we have a Wonder Woman who is DC.
Yes, but Wonder Man is one word and there's no hyphen. So, within the realm of technicality, that's
so
fine.
Technicality.
I mean, okay. If you want to get crazy, so Shazam over at DC, his name up until only a handful of years ago was Captain Marvel.
No,
this is where things get confused. Anyway, so the Shang-Chi director is going to be executive producing. Hawkeye's head writer is going to be writing this show and show running as well.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know too many details, but it looks like it might be set behind the scenes on a Hollywood Marvel movie within the Marvel universe.
Cool, I like that.
So in the same way on The Boys, we see that they use movies to spin and do PR for superheroes. It may be a bit of that. It will be funny. Wonder Man is very convoluted and Vision's personality was like inserted into Vision to make Vision. Like Wonder Man
Also, Wonder Man is Vision's personality?
Yes, in the comics. So in the movies, it's all based on Iron Man and Jarvis. Yeah. In the comics, originally, he was cloned. It's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, it sounds convoluted. Now, but they'll make sense of it.
Originally, James Gunn has been trying to get Nathan Fillion to play him for a long time to the point where Guardians of the Galaxy 2, there are deleted scenes with posters of Nathan Fillion in films come out, and one of them is him playing a biopic of Tony Stark as – so him looking like Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
playing the story of I'm all this stuff.
That's so awesome.
This is going to be the most self-referential, wanky love letter to the Marvel machine.
Must have watched all of Marvel to enjoy.
I think that's going to get really silly.
But that's okay. I mean, they've got so many different opportunities and genres that they've already started working with. Why not get super niche?
I hope they cast someone like, if they don't go with Nathan Fillion, who is a good choice, it needs to be someone with an awful lot of bluster.
Yeah.
It's someone that bumbles. Mm. Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah.
After his showing in 22 Jump Street or 21
yeah,
22 Jump
yeah,
Street.
Yeah, that character.
But that sort of bullheaded, yep. I'm right, I'm going to charge into this and it'll work out. That'd be perfect for him.
Yeah, right. Mm. Well, maybe they will get him.
Who knows?
That'd be all right. I've swept all of my news stories away, so I've made space for your trailers.
Oh, thanks. Look, I've got three. Two of them I'm going to blaze past real quick, one of which is The Umbrella Academy drops tomorrow, our time, when you're listening to this potentially yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm going to be downloading all of it and watching it when I am able to.
Yeah,
I may not jump in straight away.
No.
I might actually binge that one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I might actually just savour it. But that it's very good at doing those last 5-10 minutes of the episode. You're like, oh, now I've got to watch the next
one. That's it. So I may stick around with that. Likewise, and I didn't even – I remember reading a while ago that it was coming. I didn't see, but season 2 of Rutherford Falls has dropped. You can grab that on Peacock. That's Ed Helms's show. Sorry. Egg Helms, correct. And then finally, the one that just, I'm so excited. Nathan Fielder.
Yeah.
Of Nathan For You. We finally got a trailer for his new show, which he signed a deal with HBO in, I think, 2018 to make stuff. And this is the first thing where he's on camera.
Wow.
It's a show called The Rehearsal. It's coming out July 15th. And the trailer is... It's Nathan in like, every film you've ever seen where there's a live event that's being televised, that room out the back where there's a bunch of people sitting at the desks watching all the screens.
Yep.
It's that, and Nathan is pacing and he's got his hand on his chin, clearly directing. And on the screen is a woman playing with a baby next to a playpen. And this goes on for a little bit and then it just comes up the rehearsal. And the show is Nathan has created situations where people who aren't sure about the major life choices that they're going to make soon, he gives them an opportunity to try things out.
Oh, that's nice.
So it sounds like it's going to be like flash mob, but for real life Truman Show shit. this has jumped to the top of my list of things I can't wait for.
And it's coming, right?
July 15th. Hardly any time to wait.
It's like 3 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know if we're getting the whole lot at once. HBO doesn't tend to do that.
No, they don't. They don't do that.
But it got me rewatching a bit of Nathan For You. And
you're back in?
Oh, man, the way this guy meticulously plans things that take months to pay off for what might be 3 minutes of television has me so excited for a show called The Rehearsal that he's worked on for 5 years. Yeah.
All right, so they sound like two solid trailers.
No, it's three. I just didn't go into too much.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't mention Rutherford Falls trailer or the Umbrella Academy. There's good stuff in there. Go and watch it for yourself.
Umbrella Academy, obviously, I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
But, that sounds really good.
Hey, do you want a fun fact?
If I could.
All right. This week's fun fact is a update rather than a fun fact.
Oh.
I'm sorry, everyone, but you're going to have to make your own fun facts for a few weeks.
This is unbelievable.
I know. I'm going to be off for a couple of shows.
Oh, dear.
I'm traveling to the future.
Yes.
To go and secure news.
Oh, this sounds brilliant.
Yep.
So you come back with a whole heap of news.
Yep. Yep.
I love it.
And part of that is going to be watching things.
Yep.
And today I'm going to list off stuff that I've watched before to clean the deck because I've got so much stuff ready to watch.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens, doesn't it? That's a good fun fact. Well, I'm sure that you'll thoroughly enjoy getting through the backlog, enjoying a holiday, and coming back with a whole heap of news.
Doing the Wiggles hands.
Well, why don't we just get into some watching suggestions?
Let's do it.
So I think the first one I want to talk about is that that new Marvel series on Disney Plus called Miss Marvel.
Yes.
I watched the first two episodes and I thought it was good fun, really enjoyable. I'm not the audience, though. It's very much for younger people.
Isn't it just?
Younger folk.
Isn't it just?
Younger folk.
It's one of these funny ones where, okay, every Marvel series I normally watch on the night it comes out, Shay really wants to watch this one, but she was like, you should watch it first and let me know if it's appropriate check. Because of what happened with Doctor Strange 2 of it being way too hardcore. Yeah. I think I got 4 minutes into it and went, oh, I'm waiting for Shay. Because this is not aimed at us, but oh boy, she's going to love it.
She's really going to love it. And it's you kind of were talking a little bit about this before with Wonder Man, where it is set in a world where these superheroes exist, but they're still big fans who go to like Comic-Cons and cosplay stuff.
Yep.
And it's really weird because here in this reality, people go to those knowing that those characters don't exist, but there they're going to them, dressing up as them, because that's their hero.
Yeah, and it's kind of like going to a sporting event or, you know, gathering with other people that feel the same way about
definitely.
Your team or it's whatever.
Called the internet, message forums
she
back in the day.
She loves a bit of fanfic.
Yeah, she's got an amazing YouTube channel that is blowing up. What I love is that she's got a friend who, I can't remember his name, let's just call him Jimmy, but he... No, Joey. Anyway, he's of Italian heritage because his last name is Italian. But because they've been good friends for so long, he can speak Urdu to her parents and it's just like a normal thing. And I think that's so cool that they're, you know, because you would. Like
pick
if,
it up,
if you've got best friends for years who know each other and know each other's cultures and languages so well, I think it's really cool. But will I continue to watch it? I may forget. But that's okay.
I think it's going to be the 6 episodes, and when they're all done, you'll find yourself with an afternoon and you'll bank them and watch them.
I think that's probably what I'll end up doing. Or, you know, it might be my jigsaw puzzle show where I don't necessarily have to focus on it.
Mm.
I'll just watch it for what it is. So you've only watched 4 minutes of it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Shay's going to like that.
I know she's going to like that's what I mean. I dipped my toe and I was like, I should wait. And we can watch this together first time. That'll be way more fun.
It does have those sort of babysitter vibes, even though she's not a babysitter, but it's that kind. Yeah, no, it's a Shay show.
Shay show.
I like that. What have you been watching?
Oh, I've been watching so much stuff.
Yeah.
And as I said, clearing out a bit of things, but I'm just going to bullet point a couple of things for you. Okay, so I have been drip feeding myself season 3 of Joe Pera Talks With You because you know I love that show and it's very, very calming. And who knows when we'll get the next one. So I spread them out. They're only 11 minutes of goodness each. But I watched an episode called Joe Pera Sits With You and he goes with his best friend who is retiring to the couch shop.
A couch.
Sofa shop, whatever. Yeah. To buy a retirement chair, like, you know, a granddad.
Those nice reclining ones,
And we learn through the episode that his friend has been coming here every second day for the past 3 months trying the different chairs because he understands that this is the last chair he'll ever buy.
Mm.
And so it's a really important thing. And it just slowed me down and it was like, this episode's great.
Mm.
This one. So I just wanted to highlight that one of Joe Pera Sits With You.
It was wonderful. You tempted to get yourself an
old-man couch? No. I've done that in the past and I was way too young for that. Too young.
Yeah.
Completely different pace. I've been enjoying a show on Amazon called Backstage with Catherine Ryan. Now, Catherine Ryan is a comedian from Canada who now lives in the UK. She's very big over in the UK, does a lot of the panel shows.
Mm.
I'm really enjoying it. So it's a stand-up special series. Mm. I think there's 6 episodes or something like that. And it's like your other shows where you get 5 or 6 comedians on a thing together and they all tell 3 to 8 minutes worth of jokes. And
these
stuff
are
like
my jokes. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Yeah.
First episode has Jimmy Carr as the big star.
Ha, other ha. People. Ha,
wait.
Stop that.
Oh, God, that's throwing me off completely. The cool part is it's a 45-minute show and the first 20 minutes is hidden cameras backstage beforehand, and it's just all the banter between the comedians, and it's someone saying,
they're hyping themselves up.
Yeah, but yeah. It's like one of the younger ones saying, oh, look, I'm working on this joke and the punchline is kind of strong, but I feel like there's a better rhyming couple I could get in there. So it's this weird peek on the ins and outs. But the really cool part about it is she picks people from different tiers, shall we say. So there's a few people that are, they're not newcomers, but they're new to this level.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Jimmy Carr, who is a mentor to her.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's a guy named Sean Walsh, he was on the trajectory up, and then he went on Dancing with the Stars and cheated on his wife with the woman he danced with. And this sort of stuff.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Well, it wasn't just that he got he wasn't just cheated, but he got papped kissing her, and that's how the story got out. So he was just cancelled.
Mm.
So part of it was this guy who his previous comedy style was so confident and big and boisterous, and this guy is now broken. And and you know, he got hounded out of the press and all this sort of stuff. So it's watching him try to rebuild a new character. Was really, really interesting. And that was just the first episode.
Wow. That's on Amazon, you said.
It is on Amazon.
Cool.
Good on you, Catherine Ryan, messing with the format.
Yeah, and that actually sounds not just, sit back and watch a couple of live comedian shows. That's fun. It actually sounds super interesting as well. That's cool.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
I decided to watch the 2022 version of Father of the Bride. This one had Andy Garcia and Gloria Estefan in it, as opposed to Steve Martin and Diane Keaton. I wanted to call her Wheaton for some reason. I'm like, don't say it. Don't say it. I already know it's wrong.
You were thinking of Diane Weiss.
I probably was, actually. Just to see, because I remember they were going to make one. And I'm like, this is interesting because now this is the third version of it, because there was an original version with, I think, Spencer Tracy. I'm pretty sure he was the father. And Elizabeth Taylor as the bride, the daughter, back in the 50s. And I thought, all right, let's see how they go now, because that 90s one is super beloved.
It's pretty iconic.
It's classic.
We say that. Have you watched it anytime recently? Because I feel like Martin Short's character in 2022 might be a touch problematic.
Yeah, and I think it might be, but he does say at one point, "Welcome to the 90s, Mr. Bonks." So he's already dated himself.
Sure.
But the second one, I watched the second one not long ago.
All right. Yeah. I don't remember it being good back in the day.
No, I don't know why I thought another watch would help me. But yeah, watching this new version, they come at it so differently. And I think it took away all the humor. Because the first thing you hear, the first thing you learn about is that Andy Garcia and Gloria Estefan are having marital problems. She wants a divorce. She wants to announce it once the daughters come back. But the daughter then announces that she's going to get married. So there's all this, when are you going to say? And he's like, I'm living in blissful ignorance, it's not going to happen. I was like, in the 1990s version, Steve Martin and Diane Keaton, they were George and Nina, I think her name was. They were very much in love. You know, they were the couple that I think the daughter actually says, you know, I want to be like you guys. And to have it sort of flipped, and then they don't have Franck, but they have a wedding, you know, planner who they found on Instagram, and she's a fraud and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't actually watch the end of it. I couldn't be bothered. I was more happy playing Wordle on my phone than watching it. It just didn't land for me.
Sorry to hear that you didn't enjoy the third update version of Father of the Bride, funnily, the dramatic cut.
Funnily enough, Father of the Bride was originally a book. It was a novel. I've done a little bit of research about it.
How about that?
Yeah. Should we not talk about Father of the Bride for another couple of years?
In fact, okay. I'm going to cut that off and bring in the next one I've watched.
Okay, you go and do that.
I have to use that tone because I've been watching the new Netflix rebooted version of Iron Chef.
Oh, that explains it. Iron Chef,
quest for an Iron Legend.
This show has been going on, I think, since the 1950s. It just, I mean, but all, in all honesty, probably the 80s, right?
I think it started in Japan around 93.
Oh, 93, okay. It's might have been earlier time. Than that,
but went for a while there before it came over in the States. Mm-hmm. Alton Brown's been on there pretty much since the beginning, I think. Yeah. But yeah, Netflix have the rights for it now, and it was just great. And they got all the right people back, and there's some cool people that you've seen on other shows.
Yeah, I like the crossover of chefs and stuff that you see on shows like this.
The Iron Chef, like, so there was a contender. I think the format is that there's a contender episode, and they go up against an existing Iron Chef.
Yeah,
and the existing Iron Chef this week was Buddy Curtis Stone.
Oh.
And do you know what their big ingredient they had to use was?
Something like kangaroo.
A whole lamb. Okay. And he just happens to run a butcher's that's also with a restaurant that serves the whole thing.
Wow, that's so weird.
And he did very well.
Did it look delicious?
Some of his stuff looked great. The other guy was great as well. He was like a real up-and-comer dude that runs a sandwich shop and all this sort of stuff. And he was wearing a trucker hat backwards, had a porn star
he's
mustache.
Cool.
He and his team were drinking beers throughout.
Does he have tattoos?
Oh, yeah. But they looked like they enjoyed themselves. And yeah, Curtis Stone looked like his team was here to fucking win.
he lost his Aussie bloke smile.
He said at the beginning of the episode, he's like, look, I'm back home in Australia especially. I'm known with a certain persona for being a cook. But in a competition like this, that gets put away.
Oh, okay.
And it was, you know, you don't fuck around on Iron Chef.
Yeah, it's the pinnacle, really.
It can make or break your career. And so this one, they're now competing to be an Iron Legend.
Fun.
So there's like a golden cleaver, like a cleaver made of gold.
That you can use to chop vegetables, meats, or if you're of the murdery variety, I'll leave that up to you.
Can you imagine? Mm. Imagine getting arrested and then on the news that night, murdered.
By an Iron Chef.
Iron Legend. Golden cleaver.
It's very specific. Oh. You couldn't pick that one in Cluedo.
No.
If you tried, you couldn't do it.
No.
You couldn't do it.
Big budget version. It's there's 10 episodes on Netflix. I imagine that's the whole season.
Cool. I'm too sure. I want to watch it. The algorithm hasn't shown me that.
It was very fresh, but yeah, the algorithm is letting us down.
Mm, definitely.
Did you know that listening to this podcast gives you immunity against energy vampires? Keep listening to We Are The Watchers.
Tom, I'm going to bamboozle you into a quiz. No, just joking. Oh. It's listener questions. Relax.
I was nervous there.
Relax.
I hadn't put my quiz pants on.
Yeah. This one is from Brendan. He said, hi, guys. I've been rewatching Breaking Bad for the third time now. Each time I've watched it over the years, I've watched it with a different perspective as I get older. Is there a show or a film that you rewatch over the years? For me, I think it's Star Wars. I think it's the original Star Wars trilogy.
Sure.
But I don't think I get a different perspective. I think I just watch it with my nostalgia glasses on and just have a good time.
For me, it is the Goofy movie.
Mm.
Because
you love that film.
I love that film. And weirdly, throughout my life, my perspective and who I relate to in that film has changed, which I imagine what happens with plenty of films. You know, you've watched a film I used to think those kids were cool. Now I think those kids are
They're
a fucking
so
menace.
Annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that sort of thing where whereas when I was young and I watched it, I wanted to be the cool kid.
Yeah.
And then when Shay first came along, I really related to his stuff of trying to maintain as a baby. And now that she's becoming a tween, I really relate to this. How do I adapt to how I relate to her? So I've weirdly aged with a direct-to-video 90s Disney cartoon.
When was the last time you watched it? Has Shay watched it?
Yeah, cool. I've watched it this year.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I watch it all the time. I'm listening to the soundtrack. It's on my like tight playlist.
Yeah, okay.
The songs on it. There's three of the songs that are on my tight playlist. They pop up all the time.
Yeah, cool. All right. Danielle.
Yes. Hi, Danielle.
What are you eating while you watch stuff these days? I can't stop eating cheese and crackers because I've become fancy lately. Oof. And I love a heap of different cheeses. The gooier, the better. This is going to sound so boring, but I'm going to preface it as this is not something I usually would eat at home, but I've started to and now can't stop.
Mm.
Popcorn.
Sure.
I usually get those cob packets, so they're already pre-popped and everything. So I open them up, and I like the I think it's like lightly buttered, lightly salted one.
Popcorn for me is a strictly at the cinema experience.
Same, that's what it was for me for years.
It's hell
I'm
on my
teeth.
It's hell on my teeth. I can't do it.
Oh yeah, it gets stuck between everywhere. Yeah, all the husks.
So,
yeah.
So I'll bear with that for the cinema because it's part of the experience, but. No, not at home. For me, it's always going to be a plain Smith's chip. I like a good.
Yeah, they're good.
You might call them a sea salt or just a salt. Just a plain.
The crinkle cut, though.
Yeah, that's what I want, a crinkle cut. They've got double crunch ones at the moment. They're a thicker chip.
Double crunch.
They give you a really satisfying.
I haven't heard of these ones. I'm going to have to.
They come
stop.
In a thinner bag. You get about half as many chips.
Of course you do.
But they're double the crunch.
I'm gonna check it out next time I go to the supermarket because that interests me.
They've got other flavors as well.
I love chips.
So do I. I'm all about chips. Oof. I love a savory thing. Keep your chocolate.
Yeah, I'm not a big sweet fan. Yeah. I quite like the those Red Rock honey soy ones too.
There was a thing on Iron Chef that I watched that I desperately want to try. I've never even heard of, but it's called a walking taco.
Do you have to catch it in order to eat it?
No, you get a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Open the bag of chips up.
Right.
Pour your taco ingredients in there. So it's like a bag of nachos. You can walk around and just pull out a chip with the dip on there and go as you walk around and go. Apparently it's a thing at fairgrounds in Southern America.
Well, that's where that kind of food would start. So if they're already workshopping it.
Oh, I'm just really into this idea.
You still need a few serviettes though.
I know, but I personally, the idea of having a bag of plain chips and getting some homemade spag bowl and banging that on top and just using that. Oh.
Well, I've not had spag bowl for ages.
It's one of my signature dishes. I know it's spag bowl's pretty easy, but I like to get a good wine.
Yeah, everybody makes their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good red wine in there.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
It's a household favourite.
I'm not surprised.
Everyone will pipe down and leave me alone for 2 hours if I say I'm going to make spag bowl.
Do you do garlic bread with it or is it just the spag bowl?
I tend to like to get a sourdough and toast it up myself.
Swish. Very, very swish.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you've gone swish the past couple of years. It's impressive.
I need to get a good artisan loaf if I'm going to do it properly. You want something that holds up to a little bit of dipping into some
Yeah, that's
some
true.
Oil.
And you want it to scratch the roof of your mouth because that's when you know you've got good bread.
Oh, yeah, and you use it to reset your palate. That's what the olive oil is there for, you know. You a nice thick piece of bread is going to soak up a lot of the spices that are already in your mouth and wash it down.
I'm very hungry now. We have to move away from it. I can't talk about food anymore. This is from Catherine. This is why I asked you to hold off. What's your backlog of movies and TV shows that you want to watch?
Oh, gosh. So many.
You got your list?
Hang on a moment. I did a download session last night. I told everyone, I'm going away. I've got a long-ass flight and booked the damn flight so I don't even get to get off the plane where we have a change. We stay on the plane.
Oh. Oh.
So it's like an 8-hour flight to one spot and then
gosh.
Some people get off the plane
and
but we stay on the plane
gosh.
And then there's like another 12 hours of flight or so.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to die.
I don't know if that's a thing that should be legal. I want to watch, well, now that you've spoken about it, I want to watch the Iron Chef thing. I don't feel confident that I finished the last season of Nailed It. I don't think I did. I still need to watch Flora's Lava season 2.
Yes.
I know I probably don't need to watch it, but I'm still fascinated by that Nicole Kidman Bewitched. I Love Lucy, sorry. I Love Lucy one. Oh, wow. She's been two people.
She has.
But, yeah, that's very low on my list.
I've got so much damn stuff that I've been wanting to watch that I haven't got to, that I'm excited for. On Hulu, I'm going to watch Hit Monkey, which I talked about for so long. And I'm still going back and watching Letterkenny and Shawzy again. I've got Our Flag Means Death, which I've been promising you that I'm going to catch
up
on. And I am going to finally catch up on it, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it.
It's going to be great. What else have I got? What else have I got? I lined it all up here. I'm going to watch season two of Upload, which I've been meaning to get to.
Oh, you got some good stuff.
The Boys, of course, is ongoing. Yeah. And it may get me in the mood. I might watch some of Invincible again.
Oh, yeah.
Which was same sort of vibe.
Oh, I've still got some Below Deck I have to get through.
Sure. I discovered that there's season two of Fast Foodies is on HBO Max, and that was the...
That'll be nice to watch.
A few guests I saw, like John McHale's on one episode, cool. And Adam Pally. And, yeah. So that a show called Slath Let's Flats, which is a UK comedy show that I've been meaning to watch for ages, but the guy that...
Can you say that again?
Slath Let's Flats.
I don't think I'm going to try and say it.
So the main guy on it was the guy on the After Party, that Apple show that I loved.
Mm.
So he was the guy that no one remembered. He kept fading in the background. And it's hilarious because he's playing an American on this, and he's actually a really – like he's an English guy with a really thick accent and sort of stuff. There's so much. There's an animated show on Netflix I'm going to check out called Dead End Paranormal Park.
Oh, that sounds good.
It looks like a kid's animation show. Mm. I watched a bit of it, and it's a fucked up horror.
Ah, don't watch that with Shay.
Nope.
No way.
Nope, she won't enjoy that at all.
Mm-mm. I want to watch season two of The Great North.
Fair.
I thought that was quite a fun show to watch. Nice cast, obviously. You got Nick Offerman in there as well, and Jenny Slate, who's always good. She's always good. So, yeah, but I'm not going away, so I don't know if I have the time to catch up on my back catalogue. I think I'm just going to – I'm going to churn through the rest of Miss Marvel.
Yep.
Obviously, we've got some Star Wars-y stuff to get through.
I promise you –
I want to watch Below Deck now, though.
Oh, as I can say it to you now, I don't need to watch the Transformers movies again. I promise you, by the end of the first week of my trip, I'll be like, just download the first one. And it becomes
it's going to happen.
I have watched it's now six, but the five Transformers films I have watched in a block flying back from the UK three times.
Wow.
I don't know what happens, but I'm like, I got 24 hours. I think I should spend a lot of that time with Shia LaBeouf going, whoa. Because that's what he does.
I'm sure he does. And that's great for him. And things blow up, right?
So much.
Yeah, that's great. Look, I enjoyed having some more listener questions. If you do have any questions or comments or whatever, you can send them into thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Or find a conch and yell them really loud and I might hear it.
Do you have another conch?
No, I don't get to do the talking.
Mm. I was wondering maybe if – yeah, okay.
No, I'm not talking about hearing it, but it's Lord of the Flies rules. He holds the conch,
oh, that's right.
Gets to speak.
Yeah.
So
have you ever eaten conch? It doesn't look nice.
Is that slang?
No.
Okay.
It's an actual – the thing that comes out of the shell. You're scared. You thought that show was just there for fun?
No, I thought you were just making some sort of dirty joke.
Oh,
at me.
No.
I was really thrown. I was like, that is not Leah's style.
No, I've
look
seen
at me
it
dead
on
in the
cooking
eyes.
Shows.
You ever eaten conch?
No.
It's on cooking shows. Well, it must be a thing.
It's a thing.
Likewise, making fucking nachos
kind of like
inside
abalone.
A chip packet.
Yeah, we've really gone everywhere. It's Iron Chef's fault. Have a wonderful trip. Have a wonderful time away. Make sure that you, I don't know, catch up on some of it. But if you don't want to catch up on all of your watching stuff, don't worry.
I shan't. I've got comics to catch up on as well for reading. I've got all sorts of stuff. And instead, I'll probably just live in the moment because that's what I like to do on a holiday.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, Tom, on that note, thank you very much.